Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan
with insurancebroker.ie
on News Talk.
Brendan's with me here on the line today. Brendan, what's your situation?
Well, we were made by South Dublin County Council to take our house down and the court. Very modest home. It was for my family, two kids, boy and a girl, 9 and 5 at the time. And they basically made us take it down. And then a week later, we were out on RTE News, came out and told us that the government said that they were going to allow this. So we lost everything then.
Okay,
then
so when you just to cut across you for a second, Brendan, when you say you were made take it down, what exactly had you built?
We built a modest two-bedroom log cabin. Because we went to the authorities before we built absolutely anything and they refused us any type of help whatsoever. So we were left with no choice but to build something on our own land, something small, just to get us by. And obviously the council got wind of it and they came up and they just never let it go. You know, they wouldn't be applied every angle for planning permission, but it was all refused.
Okay, so you had applied to get on social housing, the whole social housing list as well, is that right? And you...
We were refused from social housing at the time as well. I didn't fit the criteria for social housing.
Right, so then you had a site in Britis.
We did.
And you decided to build a two-bed log cabin. Roughly, what sort of square footage are we talking about?
Roughly in around 60, 59 or 60 square metres.
Okay. And you did this without planning permission?
Yeah.
Okay. So, and when you built it at the time, and why didn't you apply for planning permission?
Well, it was small, it was modest, it was only going to be temporary for us just to keep a roof over our head till we got something better. And then we were trying to get on the housing list as well, but everything just kept, you know, everything was just being refused as well.
Okay. And would you, I'm just curious, would you have qualified for the HAP payment, Brendan?
We didn't at the time, believe it or not. I was earning about €600 a week and we didn't qualify for HAP either.
Okay.
So we were really like, it's not like we just done it without applying for anything.
Yeah.
We went for HAP, refused for HAP, refused to be put on the housing list. And then, you know, and then, so what, like, when you're a father and you're left with the responsibility of two kids and your wife there, like, you know, you have to do something. It was either a mobile home or a cabin. And in British, it's very high altitude and it's very cold up there in the winter as well. So log cabin seems to be a cozier idea, you know.
So you built the log cabin. How long did it take to build?
Well, we had it up. I saw the lads come out. They had it up in a couple of weeks. And then we had to save a few pounds more just to try and get into it, to wire it and all. So, yeah, it would have taken us a couple of months to get into it. But a beautiful home. Absolutely beautiful home now, in fairness.
So then the council, obviously, it was brought to their attention that this log cabin had been built, and albeit you say it had fallen through the cracks and there was no other housing available, but built still without planning permission, and then they came out and said it has to be taken down.
Has to be taken down. So I applied for everything to go through the proper legal thing. I went to get planning permission for it, even temporary planning. Anything would have done us just to keep a roof over our head, but everything was refused. After loads of engineers, architects, court dates, you name it, we went through it all for 8 years and it was constantly refused. And then we only had it down a week and they come out and they tell you that they're going to start looking into giving people permission to put them in their gardens.
So after the log cabin was stripped down or removed or taken down, then the government announced that small cabins would be allowed to be built or erected in family land.
Yeah, and we're at the loss now. We're at the loss of our cabin, our home, everything that we put a lot of money into. We put everything we had into it.
So when you had to move out to allow for the log cabin to be taken down, Brendan, where did you live then?
A local farmer, a local friend, farmer himself and his wife gave us a cottage to live in. Gave us an old cottage to live in, and only for them we had nowhere to go. So he just took pity on me, came down and said, "Brendan, you're going through enough here. Just get your family, get your kids, get up here. Come in here and live with us for a while," you know?
It was very decent of them.
Very, very kind.
So how long did you stay in his cottage?
We stayed with him for about a year. And then we had to go look, and then we eventually got approved after the court dates and everything. We had to go on a HAP, so they had to give us a homeless HAP. And the homeless HAP for where I live was only about €1,600 a month. 1620, we were told. Well, every house around the area is going for 2,500 plus. So, you know, we were lucky enough to get another place eventually then, only through another friend of mine, that he was able to open up a house for us, and that's where we are at the moment.
So you've been able to, just through friends and...
Only through friends, you know, not through anything. Through people I know. Not through anything to do with the council. The council didn't care. When we went down to the council, we told them, listen, we have nowhere to go. We literally have nowhere to go, and you're making us homeless here, so what have you got for us? And they basically told me, Britis is on the border of Wicklow and Kildare. They told me they might have a place in Swords, or they might have a place in Dublin City Centre, like a hostel. And they said, even at that, we can't guarantee it. You're going to have to ring in at 7 o'clock every evening to see, have we got a room for you and your family.
And my kids were going to school.
At the time, Mia was 9 and Colin was 5.
Right. And I know, look, if the council were here, they would say it's not that they don't care, you know, that you'd qualified for the HAP payment. But your point is that even with the HAP payment of €1,600, you weren't able to get a property in the vicinity at that price.
Not even at that. And even at that €1,600 is not even real money, because what they tell you is you're qualified to have this towards HAP, then you have to top up the rest yourself. Mm. But you also have to contribute money back to the council every week as well. So we used to pay the council €280, €300 every month, has to go back to the council, regardless, to get to €1,600 on top of topping up your rent as well. You know?
How much did it cost, Brendan? Do you mind me asking you, even roughly, if you can give us a ballpark, how much did it cost to build the log cabin?
To build the log cabin, to get it all in, fixtures, fittings, everything would have been close to about, I'd say about 70,000.
And after how many years in it, it was ripped down, or it had to be taken down?
We were in it from 2017, we'd say, so it's the court dates and all the money that we would have spent on architects, engineers, planning applications, everything else, we would have been in excess of another 20,000-30,000. So, and then...
About 100 grand all in, really.
100 grand. You've taken everything from us, left us with nothing, and the council still have nothing to provide for us. You know, after I provided a home for my family. And it wasn't like an eyesore. It's in behind the tree line. It wasn't in anybody's way. It wasn't anyone's view. But somebody,
I suppose,
you know,
the rules at the, I suppose what people would say is the rules at the time were that planning permission is there and everyone has to apply through it. Yeah.
Well, now we live in a rural area, but now there's 60 apartments, I believe, 60 modular homes being put in within a kilometre of where I live. And they're being put in for either Ukrainians or IPAS people. And the planning permission doesn't seem to be a problem to put in them.
Okay.
Plus they have Crookslea, which is only down the road from me as well. And that's another IPAS centre.
Okay. So right now you're living in an accommodation that you've sourced yourself through a friend, but it's not a long-term solution.
It's not a long-term solution, no. We're very, very grateful to where we are right now. Only four, I have good friends. I don't know where we'd be, because there was nothing available in the area that's affordable. Everything's touching €3,000 around Blessington, British area. Mm. Even if you go down to City West, like, there's one-bedroom studio apartments and they're making €1,800 a month with no parking. You know, I just think rent has gone well out of control, and there's nobody capping it. There's no one, you know, and the people that are supposed to regulate it isn't doing their jobs.
And I'm just curious, finally, Brendan, you know, if you were now with the change in the rules, right, which would exempt small cabin homes on family land, things like your back garden, from planning rules and regulations. So if you were to now apply to build that exact same two-bed log cabin that you said roughly 65 square metres at the same site on your land, would you be allowed to do that now without planning rules?
I doubt it. Because when they were talking about that, they said up to 40 square metres. Now, 40 square metres you can build off the back of your house exempt from planning. You don't need planning to build that off the side or the back of your house as an extension. But to live in 40 square metres with two kids, with two children, it's very, very small. 40 square metres is very small. It's not realistic. You'd need to be pushing to 60 minimum of what we had. That'd be minimum. And we only had two bedroom, an open plan kitchen, sitting room, with a bathroom. So anything smaller than that might do a couple, but definitely won't be doing a small family.
Brendan, look, thank you very much for joining us today and explaining your situation to us. Keep in touch with us, though, and let us know what the update is.
I will.
Yeah, Wicklow County Council, we got in touch with them. They've got back to us to say they wish to advise that each planning application is considered on its own merits. A range of considerations are taken into account, including development and design standards. As an example of a planning permission for retention of a log cabin, they refer us to a planning permission, you know, that's assigned as part of their website. You can get it at Wicklow County Council. They go on to say that, you know, as part of the planner's report, which refers to the relevant legislation and governing plans and also list the list of reasons for refusal, they want to advise that this planning application has been appealed to Commission Planála and is currently under consideration as well. Derek White's a town planner. Derek, is it the case that it's up to the county councils to decide whether or not you can build a log cabin?
Hi, Andrea. How are you? No, it's not. Log cabins aren't appropriate in most a local authority development plan. So a log cabin is slightly alien to the Irish landscape. And a lot of the reason for the pushback from local authorities is that we don't have a history of log cabin development in Ireland. So it's seen as an alien development. So there is no policy that supports log cabins, with the exception of the future government legislation that's coming out. But at the moment, anyone who's living in a log cabin very rarely has planning permission for it. There is some exceptions to the rule, but if you apply to most county councils in Ireland for a specific log cabin, they're going to refuse you the log cabin structure 9 times out of 10. In my professional opinion, I've had it for 25 years as a town planner. It's very hard to get a log cabin in Ireland for two reasons. One, the building control element of a log cabin doesn't match a traditional construction of a house. So you can't get a proper commencement notice, you can't get your proper U values, you can't comply with your own legislation to build a log cabin because of the structure of a log cabin. So that's the biggest risk. And the second issue is most of these prefabricated log cabins are slightly smaller than what we have as standard here in Ireland. So your last caller was saying you had about 60 square metres for a two bed. The minimum size of a two bed house in Ireland is 80 square metres. So you're nearly 20% smaller. So the county council, they're in an awkward position saying, OK, we understand that people have a need for a house, but what you're living in is just not adequate for what our standards of living are in Ireland.
So then it's a question about whether or not we lower our standards, you know, given the current housing situation that we're in. The other point about this, though, Derek, is that seeing as there has been or there will be a change to the rule around log cabins in back gardens. Like, if Brendan was to today go and build the same said log cabin, could he do it?
Possibly. Now, they haven't got into the nitty-gritty yet of what's going to be exempt from planning. I would be sceptical if a two-bed log cabin will be appropriate or will be given an exemption. I would imagine it's going to be slightly smaller. And you'll find that a lot of people who are complaining now about having log cabins being refused are people who have already broken planning law. You can't break planning law, regardless of what your situation is, whether it's right or wrong. Unfortunately, if you break planning law, you have to go for attention. And if you don't comply with the planning policies, then you don't get permission. So,
hang on a second. Can't you build without planning in your own property up to 40 square metres?
But that's only an extension to an existing house, Andrea.
Doesn't qualify as that.
No, it doesn't. It doesn't. And I think what's going to happen with the log cabin structures is the government are going to bring in some barriers to it. They're going to be a certain size and there's going to be a certain constraint to it, which is not going to suit a lot of people. I don't think there will be two beds. I think there'll be one bed. That remains to be seen. But you just can't build a log cabin in the countryside because you have a need for it. It just, as bad and all as it sounds, you just can't do it. You're breaking planning law, and that's the same. It's criminal law as well at the same time. So that's why local authorities come down quite hard on applicants who build log cabins without getting permission.
Helen in Blackrock has got in touch. She makes the point. She says windmills weren't traditionally built in Ireland either, but now we're building them, you know, to address an energy crisis. Surely you could make the same similarities in relation to the log cabins and the housing crisis.
Absolutely. That's a fair point, she said, right. And another fair point would be if you look at any of the really good architecture all over Ireland, look at every train station that the British built back in the 1800s and 1900s. Fantastic architecture. And for years in Ireland, most county councils wouldn't support the use of brick, mainly because it was harking back to those...
That's right. There's a whole thing about red brick, isn't there? And
Absolutely. And the log cabins is at the same kind
the
of
same thing.
Status
okay.
at the moment.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, look, it's a conversation perhaps for another day as well. Derek White, town planner. Brendan, listen, Brendan, thanks again for getting in touch with us. The email is lunchtimelive@newstalk.com. Just a final one on this. It's a bit rich to say log cabins aren't up to our standard of living in Ireland at the moment with the state of some of the council properties and the rentals that are out there and deemed to be acceptable. That's one listener's view. Keep them coming in to us.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
Weekdays at midday on News Talk.